I know you're listening in your car, you pervert. It's okay. It's okay. Really, it's fine. I do it too, you know? Sometimes you just can't resist, you know? Can't resist listening to an audio when you're driving to work or school, or maybe even driving back home, or just driving really anywhere. So this audio right here, it's a special one because it's specifically for that. So listen to me as I fantasize about you while you drive. I'm imagining that I'm in your passenger seat. I'm in your passenger seat, and maybe I'm innocently holding your hand. You know, just innocently holding it, squeezing it, maybe even running my fingers over your fingers. But maybe that hand just reaches over to your lap. You know, maybe puts it on your thigh. A hand on the thigh never hurt anyone, has it? So my hand is on your thigh. Maybe I'm even rubbing up and down your leg. Up and down your leg. Side to side. Inching closer and closer to your crotch. Yes, I'm inching closer and closer to your crotch, of course. Why? Because I'm just so naughty for you, you know? I'm just so naughty for you in your passenger seat. Just distracting you, making you hard while you're supposed to be driving, supposed to be paying attention to the road. But I am. That's what I'm doing. Soon, I'm just rubbing your cock through your pants, you know, slowly at first, then getting a little faster, maybe even a little rougher, giggling to myself as I feel you get harder and harder. Maybe at this point, you're just trying so hard to concentrate. Maybe even growl out a warning for me. A warning to stop. A warning that you're supposed to be paying attention to the road and we shouldn't be doing this. Of course, a naughty girl like me doesn't really give a fuck now, do I? No, I'm just a slut. I'm just your slut, just rubbing your cock through your pants. Can you imagine it now? Are you imagining it now? Maybe you yourself, right now listening to this audio, maybe you're getting a little hard too. You know, just the idea of me reaching over and rubbing and teasing you. Being your little slut. Your personal little slut. And my hand just reaching into your pants. And I imagine your underwear is a little wet. A little wet from your pre-cum already dripping out. Oh yeah, that's nice. And it's just begging to be released. So I do it. I pull down your underwear and I take it out. I take it out and I start rubbing it up and down, using your pre-cum as lube. All the while, you're still driving. you're still trying to concentrate on the road. And maybe, just maybe, you think you can survive that. You think that maybe you can just ignore me for now. Just ignore my hand rubbing up and down through some sheer willpower. But then my head follows my hand. My head follows my hand. And I reach over. And my mouth, this naughty little mouth that's just been teasing you this entire time. Maybe it even kisses your cock. It kisses it on the tip, down the shaft, to your balls. Maybe I even do a little suck on them. Just suck on your balls a little bit. Will I continue to just jerk you off a little bit? Eventually, I'm just such a naughty little slut for you. And I take you in my mouth. Just feel me, like up and down, maybe even spitting on it. Just watching it dribble down your cock. And I'm just sucking on it. At this point, you're just so, so hard for me. I even gag and choke on it a little bit. Yeah, baby. I'm just taking you so fucking deep. At this point, you're just a moaning and whimpering little mess now, aren't you? You're just trying so hard. So trying so hard to follow the law and keep your eyes on the road. But me, I just can't help it, you know? I just can't help but suck your cock. You know, this wouldn't even be the first time that I've done it, you know? Back in my more reckless days, I used to do stuff exactly like this. Reducing grown men into a moaning, whimpering mess. I just feel so powerful that way, you know? I'm even sucking on your balls a little bit. While I continue to jerk you off. At this point, you're debating with yourself. Should you push me off? Should you let me continue at risk of crashing? Or should you pull over? Should you pull over and make me finish you off with my mouth? Or maybe you would want something else? Maybe at that point, you would just be so pent up and you would want to fuck me. You would want to lean your seat back and force me to flip up my skirt and move my panties to the side and just ride your cock. Just make me ride it. You know, maybe even slap my ass a little bit and call me a bad girl. Because I'm such a naughty little slut, I forced you to pull over so we could fuck. Or so that I could finish you off. Finish what I started. Yes, make me finish what I started. Just ride you harder and faster, making me moan and whimper the way I made you moan and whimper when I was sucking it while you were driving. Eventually, you'll shoot your load deep inside me, either in my mouth or my cunt. Doesn't really matter, does it? It's just going to get inside me no matter what. And that's the fantasy that you're having right now as you yourself are driving. Well, since you're driving, you've either gotten there already or you're probably about to get there, so I should leave now and let you get on with the rest of your day or night. If you manage to listen to this without pulling over, I think you deserve a medal because, quite frankly, I don't think I'd be able to do that. But if you pulled over and maybe had to give yourself some TLC, that's okay too. Either way, maybe later, maybe you and I can still have some TLC, some alone time. Okay. Goodbye now.